Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, coming to you live at a little bit later time on this Ash Wednesday, season of Lent. And our show is only 30 minutes tonight, so I am pretty sure that we're going to continue our discussion of Dr. John Medina's book, Brain Rules, next time, because there's so many exciting ideas in this book. And it's, the number 12 is interesting because last week we talked about the 12 prescriptions to live a brain-healthy life from Dr. Daniel Amen. Tonight we're looking at Dr. John Medina's 12 brain rules, things about the brain that our society seems to ignore. And his brain rules are research-based, and it's a very readable book. And I highly recommend going to his website, which I have listed in the show notes. It's www.brainrules.net. And on that website, you'll find tutorials for each of the 12 brain rules. There are video clips. It's multimedia because he walks the talk of those brain rules. And the subtitle of the book is 12 Principles for Surviving and Thriving at Work, Home, and School. So everyone can benefit from reading about these brain rules and, most importantly, taking action to apply them in your life. I hope if you're a regular listener and you listened last week to Dr. Amen's 12 Prescriptions for a Healthy Brain or Healthy Life, healthy brain. Yeah, my brain needs a little protein, I think. You took some action on one of the 12 principles, the 12 prescriptions that he shared, whether it had to do with your nutrition, whether it had to do with exercise, whether it had to do with your stress. And if you hadn't heard last week's discussion of Dr. Amen's article, all the segments of Spark are archived, so you're welcome to go back and take a look or a listen and a download to continue to explore how to get the best performance from your brain, how to take the best care of the organ that truly contributes to every aspect of our lives. So it's very difficult to follow brain rules when we didn't even know there were any. And most of us, again, we didn't come with an owner's manual. So it's helpful when someone makes readable for the average person very, very important ideas about this amazing organ, our brains. And I do have a chat room open, and our number, if you have questions or comments that you would like to discuss about the brain or specifically about Dr. Medina's book, you could give us a call at 347-215-8390. So let's get started. What I will share with you are the 12 brain rules, and then we'll spend some time discussing them, and probably not in as much detail as we could, at least initially. I also, for those listeners who are within driving distance of the Cedar Rapids area, if you go to Brain Bonanza, BrainBonanza.com, and check out the upcoming events, I have a 2.5-hour seminar called Brain Boosters on Friday this week, February 19th, at Prairie Woods in Hiawatha. And then in March at the Beyond Rubies Conference at Kirkwood Community College, and you can find information at kirkwood.edu. I will be facilitating a seminar introducing mind magic. Your mind can work magic when you know the tricks. And I will be sharing concepts from the book that I'm writing during that seminar. So again, check out those upcoming events. If you are inspired to learn more about your brain for yourself, for your kids, for your aging parents, I hope that you find value in this information. So I'm going to pop on over to Dr. Medina's website. It also has a PowerPoint that runs Brain Rules for Presenters. There's also a video clip, Hang Up and Drive, another PowerPoint, takeaways and quotes from Dr. John Medina's Brain Rules, What All Presenters Need to Know. And then there's also one on Brain Rule number 7, which is sleep. So let's first, now that I've encouraged you and hopefully piqued your interest, to go out to brainrules.net. On this site, each rule in the tutorial section is explored through illustrations, charts, and video. They're designed to reinforce the concepts in the book. And they recommend reading the corresponding chapter of the book first. Since most of you probably never heard of the book, I will just give you some highlights of each of the rules. Rule number 1, those of you who follow me on Twitter, I tweeted this rule today, also on LinkedIn, that rule number 1, exercise boosts brain power. Rule number 2, the human brain evolved too. It's the idea of survival. Rule number 3 is related to wiring. Every brain is wired differently. Rule number 4, attention. We don't pay attention to boring things. Surprise. Rule number 5 is related to short-term memory. It's repeat to remember. Rule number 6, long-term memory. The rule is remember to repeat. Rule number 7 deals with sleep. It is sleep well, think well. Rule number 8 is about stress. Stressed brains don't learn the same way. Rule number 9 relates to sensory integration, and the rule is stimulate more of the senses. Rule number 10, vision. Vision trumps all other senses. Rule number 11, it's related to gender. Male and female brains are different. And rule number 12, related to exploration. We are powerful and natural explorers. So those are the 12 brain rules that Dr. Medina talks about in his book. And as I said, we won't have time to cover all 12 tonight. So we're going to jump around a bit and spend some time talking about several of these. So we're going to start with rule number 1, that exercise boosts brain power. And we talked about this last week with Dr. Daniel Amen's article also about the importance of physical exercise. I don't think I mentioned last week that aerobic exercise actually increases blood flow, deepens blood vessels, so you're going to have more oxygen to the brain, more glucose to the brain, which is going to mean your brain has what it needs to perform better in terms of those raw ingredients when you exercise. In addition to the information about your blood vessels and improving your circulation, which happens when you exercise, if you think about, hundreds of thousands of years ago, that humans were in almost constant motion. So you might think that the best environment to process information would include motion, and that is exactly what the research supports. And he goes on to say the best business meeting would have everyone walking about 1.8 miles an hour. Research, he cites a research study about two elderly populations that led different lifestyles. One was very sedentary, was a couch in terms of just not getting very active, and the other group was active. The tests of their brain performance, their cognitive scores, were profoundly influenced by the exercise, in that exercise positively affected the executive function of the brain, spatial tasks, reaction times, and quantitative skills. Of course, then the researchers wondered, well, if the sedentary populations who were not getting a lot of movement became active, would their cognitive scores go up? And yes, if the exercise is aerobic. In 4 months, the executive functions vastly improved, memory scores improved as well. Okay, again, why? Exercise increases oxygen flow to the brain. That reduces brain-bound free radicals. An increase in oxygen in the brain is always accompanied by an uptake in mental sharpness. And that's been supported by research in the past few decades. Exercise also acts directly on the molecular machinery of the brain itself. It increases the creation of neurons, those cells in the brain, their survival, and their resistance to damage and stress. So you really are loving your brain when you exercise and supporting your brain when you exercise. So, whoops. Had some clicking, got a little click happy here. So think about it. We, you know, if in the time of when people were living in caves, if you sat around too much, you were somebody's lunch. And so scientists estimate that people walked about 12 miles a day. And so there's a chart on exercise and cognition, and it shows the research results that you could take a look at. And even among 27-year-olds, there was a piece of research that they were involved in a 12-week exercise program, and brain function increased. And then when they stopped the exercise, the brain function fell. So you need the exercise to maintain, and again, combining aerobics and toning exercises have the best result. Toning exercises alone don't show the same impact on brain boosting executive function like problem solving, planning, and attention as aerobic exercise does. They also looked at what parts of the brain seem to get the best bang for that exercise minute of investment for the amount of time that you're exercising. And what happened is when they looked at visual skill, processing speed, and other non-executive functions of the brain, there's an uneven benefit that occurs. Oh, another very interesting piece of research, and I know whenever I do these seminars on the brain, brain boosters, mind, memory, people always ask, you know, what can they do if they're concerned about Alzheimer's? And one of the interesting pieces of research supports that active people have half the risk of Alzheimer's as sedentary people, and even lower than half for general dementia. So the cognitive impairment and dementia in elderly populations for sedentary people, 10.1% and 4.2% for exercise groups. So another reason to get moving. So the reason that we eat is because our body needs the nutrients in order to perform the functions of life. And we turn that food into glucose. Oxygen absorbs the toxic electrons that are left behind. And if you think about it, the brain, even though it only weighs a few pounds, consumes 20% of the body's energy. It needs a lot of glucose and it needs a lot of oxygen. And free radicals, those electrons that cruise around, love to connect in fat. And the brain has a lot of fat, we talked about last time, in the form of myelin around those nerve cells. Exercise does, as I said, improve blood vessels. You go much farther and faster the more blood vessels that you have. And the more glucose, the more oxygen. Blood vessels, when you are stimulated to create a powerful molecule called nitric oxide. And when you improve your blood flow and make new blood vessels, they go deeper in the tissues, so the brain has better access to energy and oxygen. Yay! Which is why it works better. Ooh, yeah! So if you were going to look for a magic bullet, according to Dr. Medina, the closest thing you can find, which is good for the brain and good for the body, because exercise has so many benefits, it's truly exercise. Adding physical exercise, at least 2 30-minute sessions a week. And so you think about how you spend your day. If you're a student, you're in a classroom. Most of your day is spent sitting. If you work in an office, most of your day is sitting in front of a computer, sitting in a cubicle. Brains are not designed to function best that way. And hence we have problems. And so exercise boosts brain power. So we truly, truly want to add exercise to your day. Now, if you haven't been doing a lot of exercising, if you've been having a more sedentary lifestyle, it's good to consult a doctor to get a baseline of your health before you add exercise. But you can add exercise simply by beginning to walk, taking the stairs, or in the case of I have arthritis in my knees, stairs are not always a good choice for me. You can find other forms of exercise as long as people I'm being distracted by an 8-year-old. Because the brain, we're going to do attention next. We pay attention to things that get our attention. And so we were discussing exercise and how to add exercise to your day, and walking, stretching to get your heart rate up, swimming, if you have access to an indoor pool. If you live in the Midwest and it's wintertime, you don't want to be doing that one outside right now. Richard Simmons, much as some people tease him about either his appearance or his energy, he has some great workouts that are for people that are low impact. So if you have arthritis, you can still get a good cardiovascular aerobic workout without joint damage or joint pain. Again, check with your doctor before you add an exercise program. The important thing is that you start moving, that you I have a reminder that goes off every hour to take 2 laps around the floor at the credit union. So how can you add exercise, add movement? And, you know, the time it takes to do those laps compared to the increase in oxygen, glucose, problem-solving, you really do a better job of problem-solving when you're walking, because if you're alternating your arms and your legs, you're stimulating the cross-hemispheric communication, the two sides of your brain, because you are swinging your arms and legs across midlines of your body. So that's increasing the communication, the blood flow. And so you really will come up with some more creative solutions if you're moving. Okay, so rule number one, exercise boosts brain power. Go exercise. We're going to jump to rule number four about attention. And this one is making news here in Iowa. One, the city of Dubuque has passed a law that makes it illegal to drive and talk on handheld cell phones at the same time or text on phones. You can use a hands-free device. So that starts on Friday in Dubuque, Iowa. Now, a number of us, and me included, thought, you know, I can talk on the phone and still pay attention to when I drive. And really, that's a problem. And the research supports that. And we're going to talk about why that is so. But first, the rule number four is we don't pay attention to boring things. Our brain, and one of the when I had my seminar on Be the Zebra, and we talked about what the brain tends to pay attention to, and I do this as well in Your Magnificent Memory, because our brain is brilliant about remembering what's most important, and it pays attention to things. And if it's something that I can eat, if it's something that's going to eat me, is it something that I can procreate with, have sex with, I will remember those things and pay attention to those things. A lot of times we ask the brain to focus attention on things that it does not see as having any survival value. Now, interestingly enough, research shows that there's a 10-minute rule when it comes to being able to pay attention, that the brain needs something emotionally relevant every 10 minutes to regain its attention and focus. If the brain also, by the way, pays attention to patterns. If you were given a random line of letters, and if you'd like, if you're not driving or running while you're listening to this in as a download on your MP3 player, if you write down the following letters in a string and then tell me what you notice, the letters are I, R, S, Y, M, C, A, I, B, M, K, G, B, F, E, I. Now, if you look at that, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. If you look at it long enough, your brain will probably notice some patterns in those letters. You might see the first three letters are the IRS. The next four are YMCA. The next three, IBM. The next three, KGB. And the final three, FBI. Why is it important for our brain to pay attention to patterns? Well, again, think about survival. If you've seen quicksand before, it's good to recognize quicksand when you see it again, if you want to survive, right? What we pay attention to is really influenced by memory, and previous experience predicts where we should pay attention. Culture impacts attention too. And so whether you are in a school or in business, being aware of this and these differences of memory and culture and experience can impact how an audience perceives a presentation. So again, in case you missed it, the brain pays attention to emotions, threats, and sex. Again, it's survival value. Can I eat it? Will it eat me? Can I mate with it? Will it mate with me? Have I seen it before? And workplaces and schools, unfortunately, encourage multitasking. And what research shows is that the brain can pay attention or make meaning. The brain can pay attention to one thing, one task at a time. So, you know, when we try to do, you know, downloading from the internet, talking on the cell phone, checking the BlackBerry, instant messaging, having a conversation with a person standing in the doorway of our office or cubicle, focusing on the teacher in front of the classroom, it's impossible for the brain to do this, instead of multitasking, you're task switching. And there's a problem with task switching. When you do that, you make three times more errors on a task when you're interrupted. And the research involved tasks that related both to numbers and letters. The percent of errors when there was no switching between tasks with numbers was a little over 2%. When there was switching between tasks, it rose to over 7%. If it involved letter manipulations and there was no switching, no interruptions, the error rate was about 2.5%. If they had to task switch, the error rate rose to nearly 9%. So, lesson to be learned from this is the brain does not multitask well. And yet we've learned we're a culture where we're asked to do that. It takes 4 times longer to complete a task when you're interrupted. 4 times longer. So the time task that requires executive control and focus, the reaction time in seconds, 4 times longer. So there are attention systems in your brain, and they allow us to pay attention according to Michael Posner. Those attention systems scan the environment. They allow us to orient ourselves to a stimulus, something we see or hear, we turn our head. And then third, we can control what we do next. Now, comes a really important thing connected to that multitasking versus task switching. And it's the research around cell phones and driving. Because in collisions, reaction time and falling distance, drivers on cell phones help show that the brain cannot multitask in general. The increase in rate of collisions in drivers using cell phones, 4 times higher. The amount of time slower cell phone users were to resume their normal speed after braking, 19% slower. The increase in the variation in following distance in the cell phone driver's attention state shift between driving and talking, 24% more variability. It also takes longer for cell phone users to begin braking when they're driving. So the mean reaction time with a 0.08% blood alcohol content of drunk driving, brake onset time in milliseconds is about a little under 900 milliseconds. The brake onset time for cell phone driving with no alcohol is a hair over 1,000. It's slower, and that's why we have problems. So please, please, please remember that your brain does not multitask, it task switches. And we want to engage emotion. That's why effective commercials are good. And any emotionally competent stimulus causes a part of the brain to be called the amygdala to tag the information with the brain chemical dopamine. So it's like sticking a little post-it note that says, remember this. And so some emotionally competent stimuli, things that will get that amygdala's attention, are universal, the sex, threat, and pattern matching. And Dr. Medina refers to the 1984 Apple commercial, and there's a clip because it used all three of those. So our time is nearly up. We have about a minute left. We covered two of the rules tonight. Rule number one, exercise boosts brain power, and rule number four, we don't pay attention to boring things. So we will likely come back and revisit the 12 brain rules. I invite you to please go out to www.brainrules.net to visit John Medina's website and get the book. It's filled with really, really good information. Thanks so much for joining me here on Spark Radio. As always, please take action on something that you heard so that you can create the life you desire and deserve. And most importantly, please do take care of that amazing brain that you have, because it is indeed part of every aspect of your life. So I hope that I see you in an upcoming seminar, that you visit my website, follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Till next time, be smart, take action, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Ms. Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.